This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 6, 2017. Phil Stacy writes in the Salem News, her tears of joy flowed freely as she approached the finish line, again when she was crowned the winner, and once more as she spoke to the press following her historic win. It had been a long time coming for Shalane Flanagan, and the mixture of emotion and fulfillment that poured out of her was a testament to her greatness as a champion. The 36-year-old Marblehead native became the first American woman in 40 years to win the TSC New York City Marathon Sunday morning. Wearing a tank top and arm warmers that were both red and black, the colors of her hometown, Marblehead, to go with her black shorts and red nail polish, Flanagan began to yell excitedly while crying happily before she crossed the finish line, knowing victory was hers. Her winning time of 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 53 seconds was a minute better than Mary Keitening, the Kenyan runner who had won this race the previous 3 years. Flanagan is quoted as saying by Feld, "These are the moments we dream of as athletes, and this is going to feel good for a really long time." Much more in the story written by Phil Stacy in today's Salem News. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, "The city of Peabody has 20 additional liquor licenses now that Governor Charlie Baker signed legislation approving the request. The bill cleared the House on August 31 and was passed by the Senate on October 10, authorizing the licenses. Governor Baker's signature was the final phase in the process. 9 of those licenses are available for immediate application through the licensing board, and the remaining 11 will be available before January 1, 2019. In Mayor Ted Betancourt's campaign to revitalize the downtown, he has focused on recruiting restaurants. He's quoted as saying, "We feel that restaurants bring people to an area to have dinner, to be with friends." The law restricts the amount of licenses allowed per area. Out of the first 9, 4 are dedicated to the downtown, 4 in the area of Route 95, and 1 within Centennial Park. Of the remaining 11 to be available in 2019, 6 are required to be used downtown, 3 within Route 95, and 2 at Centennial Park. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that voters in Salem will face their first real choice for mayor in a dozen years on Tuesday, highlighting a busy election day in 3 North Shore cities. Salem will also vote on a controversial sanctuary ordinance, as well as city council and school committee races. Voters in Peabody and Beverly will also go to the polls to decide city council and school committee races. Most of the attention will be on Salem, where Mayor Kim Driscoll is facing a challenge from former city councilor, Paul Prevey. Prevey is the first legitimate candidate to take on Driscoll since she was first elected in 2025. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. And Gayla Colley writes in Item Live today that protesters camped outside the Unitarian Universalist Church of Marblehead on Sunday afternoon before what they called an anti-Semitic film was set to be screened. A free movie screening of The Occupation of the American Mind was held at the church on Sunday. Before the screening, at least 30 people were protesting outside the church. After the church announced its intention to show the film, local rabbis spoke out against the screening, and there was a campaign to prevent the church from showing the film. Howard Rich, a Marblehead native, said that he came out to protest the showing of this vile movie. He said that he's seen it, it's out of context, and he said showing the film was an insult to the Jewish community of the North Shore. The film, produced by the Media Education Foundation, advertises itself as a documentary addressing Israel's public relations war in the United States. A flyer for the event reads that the film is about the question of human rights, not anti-Semitism. Much more on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.